There are a number of different individuals joining all the time, a number of different boats joining all the time. This is the Global Summit Flotilla, which left Barcelona yesterday. There was delays due to weather. Vessels set out from Barcelona. On board the vessels, along with Greta Thunberg, humanitarian activist Tiago Avila, and roughly 350 other activists, are journalists and photographers, politicians, really from 44 countries across the world. And they're sailing, and the plan is to sail to try and deliver much needed supplies to besieged people in Gaza, currently under attack from the Israeli Defence Forces. Well, one of those who will be joining the flotilla in the next number of days, I understand, is Sinn Féin Senator Chris Andrews. We were trying to talk to him yesterday. Senator Andrews, good morning to you, and thanks for talking to us on the programme. Can you tell me now where you are and when you hope to join the flotilla?
So, thanks for persevering. I'm in Tunis now, the capital of Tunisia, and we are waiting on the boats from Barcelona to arrive. And we were due to leave on tomorrow, the 4th of September. We were due to leave Tunis port but we will be delayed now because there was a delay in Barcelona, boats in Barcelona leaving. So we're hoping to leave Friday or Saturday maybe. We're hoping to have at least 40 boats, I understand. So it's a huge flotilla of boats. And unfortunately, governments are not supporting them. When you see what's happening in Gaza, you see the lethargy among world leaders. You know, the public, ordinary citizens are taking it on themselves to open and create a humanitarian border, which governments should have done long ago. So, it's going to be challenging. But when you look at the conditions only Palestinians are living in, we have to do a bit more. We have to step it up a bit and take action. And while, some people might say, you should be thinking about what's happening in Ireland. The reality is, this is about all of us. This is about humanity. This is about ensuring that there's law and order, because Israel has managed to avoid any consequences for the genocide it's committing in Gaza.
Okay. And Chris, how is it going to work? You're going to board. When do you expect to be in Gaza, and what do you think will happen?
So hopefully we'll be boarding Friday or Saturday. And then it should take between 7 and 10 days. There's always, I suppose, different incidents, issues with boats maybe or whatever. And we want everybody to go together. So we'll all try to travel together as close as we can. It'll be difficult for Israel to manage that. I honestly don't know what's going to happen when I presume... I was on a boat previously. Actually, this is my fifth flotilla, I was successful in one of those occasions, and obviously arrested and kidnapped and jailed in Israel for a week previously. So you honestly don't know what's going to happen until you're nearly there. It's impossible to anticipate what will happen. One of the boats I was on previously, we were in southern Turkey and we were due to head off, and we noticed that one of the bar that leads up to the propeller had been sawed through. So we had to, reset and come back again, and that's what we did, and then we were lifted. So you honestly just don't know what's going to happen. I find it hard to imagine that we will make it to Gaza, but with 40 boats, who knows,
Is it likely that the same thing that happened to the flotilla in June of this year will happen again? The boats will be stopped, you'll be taken into custody and eventually released?
That would probably be likely. There is a suggestion some boats may get through, in which case they would beach the boats. But it's a non-violent, we're not resisting. It's important to stress this is, a humanitarian mission. We have aid on board. We're looking to get that aid to the people in Gaza who have been absolutely pummeled by Israel and supported by America and European leaders, which is just demoralising. And, you know, when I hear the Irish government saying, you know, they've all the good, how the government, Irish government, continually say what's happening in Gaza is wrong, yet they won't create any consequences for Israel or hold Israel to account. Yes, they will do positive things like recognise the state of Palestine, allow students come in to study, but that doesn't hold Israel to account. That doesn't ensure that Israel faces consequences for the terror and apartheid regime that it has in the West Bank and in Gaza and the genocide it's committing in Gaza.
What should they do that they're not doing, Chris? What should they do that they're not doing? What can, and realistically speaking, in terms of us being a small nation with a small defence force, what should we be doing?
Well, one practical thing they could do is they could send an observer boat out to this flotilla to ensure that the safety of the flotilla and the Irish participants on that flotilla. That's one thing they could do. I suppose on it, they could stop allowing arms fly through, military missions through Shannon. You know, there's passed the Occupied Territories Bill, passed the Illegal Israeli Settlement Divestment Bill. You know, obviously the genocide bonds has been resolved, no thanks to the Irish government, but, you know, it's been resolved. So that is a positive, but again, no thanks to the Irish government. And so there is many things. And even within Europe, we could, you know, we need to ensure that Israel is held to account, as it, the European Union needs to hold Israel to account, and the Irish government needs to hold Israel to account. And like I say, passing the Occupied Territories Bill is not a huge thing. And if they feel there's legal issues, which I don't believe there is, well, let's fight it in the courts. And let's take the Irish government, anybody who challenges that, the European Union, let them take us to court, and we'll fight them in the courts over it. But we need to pass the Occupied Territories Bill and stand up for human rights, because the reality is, whatever your view is on what's happening in Gaza, the consequences of all of this is there's a huge breakdown in international law and order. The EU institutions, the international institutions that enforce law or try to enforce law have been just undermined completely. So,
yeah.
Yes, it's
and
Gaza.
And one of the reasons
now,
it has,
it'll be the West Bank next, and it'll be us after that.
Well, one of the reasons it has is because one of the biggest, most powerful nations in the world is ignoring its own laws at the moment. The administration of the administration in that country is ignoring. They're the biggest backer. And what would you say to the argument from some who say, "Yeah, fine, you're going in this flotilla. It's going to end up the same way as the last one. It's not going to make any real difference. And you're really just whistling into the wind when America will do nothing to stop Israel." And that's the whole ball game, really, Chris, that you're wasting your time. Because as long as Donald Trump is president of the United States, when you look at the disregard he has for his own laws, do you think he's going to be worried about what Israel does for its laws or international law?
No, I accept that. That's the point of view. But I just honestly, for our own humanity, we cannot give up. We cannot stop speaking out. We have to keep going. And we have to ensure that we are doing the right thing, that we are on the right side of history. Whatever, they have to accept their responsibility for their actions, and we have to do what we can. And we have to support human rights. We have to support Palestine. We have to support the people in Gaza. And we have to support law and order, international law and order. And we have to keep speaking out about that, because if we don't...
Okay.
We're all finished.
I understand your point. What would you make of the concern then that some in Ireland would have about what's happening in US Congress in relation to the Occupied Territories Bill, for example? A group of US Congress members wrote to the US Secretary of Treasury, Scott Bessent, asking him to consider adding Ireland to a list of countries which boycott Israel if the Occupied Territories Bill is passed. If Ireland was to be added to that list, it would impose specific tax reporting requirements and potential penalties for US individuals and businesses engaged in activities in these countries. And what about the economic impact that would have, possible job losses here in Ireland as a result? What's your response to people who would be concerned about that?
Yeah. Look, I'm not sure that that's anything other than politicking within the European or within the US. I'm not sure. I just don't believe that will happen. I think business does business to make money, and they'll continue to make money in Ireland, so they'll continue to do business. And You know, I just feel that we, like I said, we have to speak out. We have to be on the right side of history. And whatever happens, we have to have a clear conscience that we did the right thing, and we, you know, we believed in human rights and supporting, you know, vulnerable communities.
Okay, Chris, have you ever met Greta Thunberg? Is probably the highest profile activist on this trip. Have you ever met her?
No, not at all. No, I do know. She has a. She wears Bohemians jerseys, so I'm going to see if she'll take my Shamrock Rovers jersey.
That might be a tough one to say,
but keep the hoops flying.
You do. You're flying high top of the league at the moment, anyway. So you
absolutely
must be delighted
and
with that.
It's great.
Yeah, and you, look, Chris, you're going. It'll be a week from, let's say, Friday, Saturday. You'll see what happens then. Would you be concerned, just on a personal safety level, that this is like you're sailing into a situation which is incredibly tense. The Israeli government are, you know, the Israeli Defense Forces are in the middle of Gaza City. They're looking to take it over, to displace people. The level of violence has ratcheted up over the last number of months and has kind of shocked the world. Are you worried that something will go wrong and there may be casualties among the flotilla?
Yeah, look, you always have to factor that in. I spent 5 months, about 10 years ago, I worked in the Gaza Strip, in Gaza City, actually. So to see what's happening, I worked there for about 5 months with the Palestinian Centre for Human Rights. And I, you know, I have many friends, or had many friends, sadly, many are gone. And, you know, they've been murdered by Israel. And when I see what's happening there, what I see is happening in Gaza City and all around Gaza, you know, I just, and it is going to be, it is unclear what will happen. And I am anxious and I suppose nervous about it. But honestly, we have to do something. And I just think, while it may not be, you know, the magic wand, we just have to keep pushing for our sake and for everyone else's sake, that we keep pushing. And, you know, we just, hopefully it'll work out okay. Because when you see what's happening in Gaza and what we're what they're undergoing compared to what we're undergoing, it's very little.
Okay, all right, Chris, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for talking to us in the programme this morning. That's Senator Chris Andrews there, Sinn Féin Senator, who's going to be boarding that flotilla along with a number of other Irish people. Paul Murphy, People for Property TD, is going to be joining it. Also, Ty Kickey, the comedian and activist, Liam Cunningham, the actor, I think is on it as well, amongst a number of others. If you have a view on that, the idea behind it, would it make any difference? Is it good to highlight it? Are they wasting their time? Give us your thoughts.